everybody. Amen. We were just sharing about how the times have changed in the time that some of us graduated from high school or went to school. And I know when Jerry and I started out years ago, the computers were the size of a room. And now you get them on your phones, pull up everything you need on your telephones. But you know, those are good vehicles for the gospel, aren't they? They're good vehicles for the gospel. So I'd like for you to stand as we as I share the word with you today. And, you know, last weekend, again, I want to thank everybody that made last weekend possible. You know, our speakers come, and they've prepared. But, you know, last weekend, we had a lot of people that did a lot of stuff. We had people that came and cleaned all time and kept things clean. And we had people that were greeters and were ushers, and then the meal that we had. And, you know, all of that went in, and then all the, you know, and you know you're believing God for an awesome meeting like we had last weekend. And I found out that the more I work and get ready for it, seems like the more I get out of it. And the more I make an effort and a commitment, you know, all that kind of thing to come. And so it was awesome. And I can't thank everybody enough for the part that they played in it. And so, you know, you think, well, it's over. No, it's not. It's just starting. You know, if it's not done something in us to move us further than we were the week before, then camp meeting's no good. Camp meeting is to put you into another level. It's to put you in another era where you're moving on with God. Amen? And I know of you, like, got words, and you got blessed. And so this is where we are this morning. And kind of quiet coming in here today. But I want to open up this morning reading the Word of God. I'm going to read Psalm 96. I'm going to read it out of the Message Bible. And it says this morning to us: sing God a brand new song, earth and everyone in it. Sing. Sing to God. Worship God. Shout the news of His victory from sea to sea. Take the news of His glory to the lost, news of His wonders to one and all. For God is great and worth a thousand hallelujahs. His terrible beauty makes the gods look cheap. Pagan gods are mere tatters and rags. God made the heavens. Royal splendor radiates from Him. A powerful beauty sets Him apart. Bravo, God! Bravo, God! Everyone join in the great shout. Encore! In all before the beauty, in all before the might. Bring gifts and celebrate. Bow before the beauty of God. Then to your knees. Everyone worship. Get out the message. God rules. He put the world on a firm foundation. He treats everyone fair and square. Let's hear it from sky. With earth joining in. And a huge round of applause from sea. Let wilderness turn cartwheels. Animals, come dance. Put every tree of the forest in the choir. You know, this goes along with what Jesus said, that if you don't praise me, the rocks are going to praise me. Let wilderness turn cartwheels. Animals come dance. Put every tree in the forest in the choir. An extravaganza before God as He comes. As He comes to set everything right on earth, set everything right, treat everyone fair. Now, I want you to close your eyes just a minute. And with your imagination now, we're talking about an extravaganza. That is an awesome time of praise and of worship and singing unto God from our hearts this morning. And you may be thinking, well, I tell you what, Pastor Laverne, I just made it here today. It's not about me. It's about our God, who is worthy to be worshiped. And as we sing our songs unto Him this morning and connect with Him, I don't want you to connect with me this morning. I want you to connect with Him as we worship and magnify His name. And everybody said, amen. 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 Give God the glory. Amen. Amen.
celebrate.
Come on.
He's alive.
Let the children sing a song of liberation. The God of our salvation set us free. Death, praise I sing, the curse of sin is broken. The empty tomb stands open.
Come and see, he's alive, alive, alive,
hallelujah,
alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, alive,
alive,
hallelujah, alive, forever, amen.
Let my heart sing out.
Let my heart sing out for Christ the one and only. So powerful and holy, rescued me.
Death won't hurt me now.
Death won't hurt me now.
Because he has
no redeemed me. No grave will ever keep me from my King.
I'm alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, forever, amen.
Say, yes, I'm
alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, forever, amen.
Worthy is the Lamb,
worthy of our praise.
Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance, let the people sing.
Worthy is the mighty.
They were they.
Worthy is the Lamb, worthy of our praise.
Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance, let the people sing.
Worthy is the mighty.
Say
worthy is the Lamb, worthy of our praise.
Worthy
is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance, let the people sing.
Worthy is the mighty.
Worthy
is
the Lamb, worthy of our praise. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing.
Worthy is the mighty King.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy of our praise. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing.
Worthy is the mighty King.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy of our praise.
Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave.
Let the people dance. Let the people sing.
Worthy is the mighty King.
He's alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, forever, amen. Alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, forever, amen. Forever, amen.
Hallelujah. I know somebody that's got a testimony. Come here, Miss Rita. Come on. Hallelujah. I tell you what. When Peter and John went up to temple that day, and that lame man that had never walked, and Peter held out his hand and said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee." And that man could walk for the first time. Don't you know there was celebration in his heart that morning? Come on, girl. What's happening with you?
Okay. I went to the doctor Thursday, and she said my tumor had significantly shrunk. So I don't have to have no more chemo.
Woo!
All I got to do is just have it checked in 3 months.
Wow.
But I claim it in Jesus' name that we don't ever have to do no more chemo.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hey, tell you what. That's worth praising God for, isn't it, Miss Rita? Glory to God. We praise you, Father. Only a God like you. Amen. He's a restorer, the repairer. Amen. The rewarder. Anybody here want to be rewarded? Glory to God. Some of you need to be restored. Amen. Relationships need to be restored. Health needs to be restored. He's the restorer. Glory to God.
Only a God like you.
Only a God like you. Only a God like you. Only a God like you. Only a God like you. Only a God like you. For the praises of man, I will never ever stand. For the kingdoms of this world, I'll never give my heart away, nor shout my praise, my allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire and all emotion. Go to serve the man who died upon that tree.
Yeah.
Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise, all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise, all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. To only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder, to only a God like you do I give my praise. For the praises of man,
come on now,
I will never ever stand. For the kingdoms of this world, I'll never give my heart away, nor shout my praise, my allegiance and devotion, my heart's desire and all emotions. Go to serve the man who died upon that tree. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise, all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. Only a God like you could be worthy of my praise, all my hope and faith. To only a King of all kings do I bow my knee and sing, give my everything. To only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder, to only a God like you do I give my praise.
All right now.
Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you. Only a God like you, only a God like you, only a God like you.
To only my Maker,
to only my Maker, my Father, my Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, Rebuilder, Rewarder, to only a God like you do I give my praise.
Do I give my praise? I tell you what, praise God, I need a testimony from camp meeting this morning. Somebody needs to begin to stir up the faith that's in here today. We've already heard one, amen, hallelujah, and she got that good report this week, amen it, amen, hallelujah. Okay, praise God. All right.
I know what it is. When Connie was singing, "It's a New Season and a New Day," I've been singing that all week and claiming every blessing that God has upon me, our children, our grandchildren, and our families, and all of his children everywhere. There is a new season, and there is a new day. If we grab hold to it and claim it for ourselves and for our family, it will come to pass. Amen, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I thought of that old song. Get ready. Get ready. Guess what? Not only is God going to do it again, I'm not talking about what he's already done here at this church. I'm talking about also what he did in the Bible and what he's done in the Word of God. God's not only going to do it again, he's going to do new things. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Praise God. Well, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace were tossed. Well, the king gave the word to turn up the flame. The crowd just gave them up, were lost. They said, our God is able to deliver us, and that's just what he did. Just like the Hebrew children in the fiery flames, my God's gonna do it again. Come on now, get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Well, Lazarus was dead, laid in the tomb. His friends were feeling oh so sad. But the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords said, children, it's not that bad. My God lives
life,
at his words the dead man lived. As he did for Lazarus, let his people declare,
my God's gonna
come
do
on.
It again.
Well, get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Well, Lazarus was dead, laid in the tomb. His friends were feeling oh so sad. But the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords said, children, it's not that bad. Come on. I am the resurrection and I am the life. At his words the dead man lived.
As he did with Lazarus and his people declared, my God's gonna do it again.
Get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Get ready, get ready. God's gonna do it again. Come on now, we praise you, Father. Hallelujah. And we worship and we magnify your name. We glorify you, Lord, as we sing unto you this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship, we praise you, and we magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God for a Savior that's mighty. You have a mighty Savior today. I pray that you do. I pray that this overflow will take place. The people we touch, and they'll come up and they'll say, what do you do? What's going on in your life? And you can begin to talk about a Savior that we've got, the mercy that falls on us every day, and the kindness of our Savior. Amen? Amen.
Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, he can move a mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King.
Savior,
Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus,
shine your light now.
Shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to just lift your hands to the Lord. Just begin to praise Him out of your heart. Let that song that's within your heart begin to come out. Just you and God. Lord, we just love you today. We just thank you, Father God, for your majesty, for your glory. Oh, we love you so much. We praise you. We lift our voices to glorify you, Lord, for who you are and for what you've done, Father. Thank you so much for Jesus, Messiah, the name that's above all names. And we worship you, magnify you.
Became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become His righteousness. He humbled Himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing, love so amazing.
Jesus
body, the bread, His blood, the wine, broken and poured out all for love. The whole earth trembled and the veil was torn. Love so amazing, His love so amazing.
Jesus Messiah, Blessed Redeemer.
the ransom from heaven. Jesus Messiah, Lord of all our hope is in you. All our hope is in you. All the glory to you, God. You're the light of the world. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel. He's the rescue for sinners. He's the ransom from heaven. Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. Jesus Messiah, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all.
Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, my Messiah, Lord of all, King of kings. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now, we can think of 10,000 reasons just to bless the Lord, just to praise Him and magnify Him. Oh, glory to God.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I'll worship Your holy name.
Your name is great, and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. I worship His holy name. I sing like never before. Oh my soul. I worship Your holy strength is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore.
Bless the Lord. Oh my soul,
bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, I worship His holy name, I sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name.
Go to that second verse, come on now.
You're rich in love, and you're slow to anger. Your name is great, and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, I worship His holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. Like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name, I worship Your holy name, I worship Your holy name.
Lord, we praise You. Hallelujah. Just right now for a few minutes, if you're standing or sitting or whatever, just take a few minutes to just relate to God. You've got so many things to be thankful for. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. mighty things you've done, Lord. Oh, we praise you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. Just begin to pray in the Holy Spirit, thanking Him in that language that sometimes when you just have, just don't know what to say, and you don't know what to pray. He's so awesome. Just begin to praise Him in the Spirit. And you know, we're only temporary residents down here anyway. And one day we'll enter heaven. And there'll be so many awesome things. It's hard to even imagine how great it's going to be. We won't know whether, like that song says, we won't know whether to kneel, whether to run, whether to bow. We won't know what to do, but just the fact that we're going to be there with Jesus. Forevermore praising Him. The things of this life will be gone. Jesus' name. Let's do that last and third verse again, okay? Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus. Amen. You know, I was sitting there and I was thinking about that last song that we sung. Then I thought about back through other songs that we do. And then I got to thinking about songs that a lot of us grew up singing. You know, from the church hymnal. And all of a sudden, it just kind of began to stir in me the difference between a lot of the songs. Many of the hymnals, the songs that we sang in the hymnals, a lot of them reminded us of our experience. We you know, some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away. Well, you know, that's a good old song, but all that's in it is us telling what's going to happen to us and how it's going to be nice that we're going to go to heaven. And then standing on the promises. That's a good song. I love that song. That song tells us about all the stuff that the Word of God has promised and all that it will do for us. And those kind of songs are fabulous songs. Even Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace talks about God's amazing grace. But not too many of them are directed straight at God. They're not worship songs. They're songs of testimony. They're songs of praise. They're not really talking to God. They're talking about Him. And I know that that's praising Him, and I know that's giving Him glory and all like that. But then when you come and you sing, bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. You're singing it to Him. Lord, we worship You. We're singing to Him. Many of the new type songs, and even the old classics, that were of a religious nature, spiritual nature, they stir up the feeling of you and God being there together, communicating. You're giving Him worship, and I can promise you, if you listen while you're worshiping God, He will talk to you. He will tell you something. He will reveal something to you. And so, just take that little nugget and keep it in mind that we're just not saying good things about God. We are saying loud, L-A-U-D, not L-O-U-D, an honor to Him. Directly. And personally thanking Him for all that He's done for us. Amen. I want to say something about the... I'm going to get that bottle of stuff. I've run into several people that attended our camp meeting last weekend that are from other churches. And they were telling me how glad they were here. How much they got blessed. Even to the point of saying, this camp meeting has changed my life. Now, it's people that are active in other churches, and some of them are not so active anywhere, but they're trying to find them a place. But they all were blessed by being here. And I know we were all blessed. And I've heard lots of testimonies about things that God did here last week. And the words that people got.
And these are available. I was talking to Brother Cole here this morning. And he will make, if you'll sign the sheet back there, if you want the music or just the ministry or the preaching of the word that we had, sign up back there, and he has already got them downloaded at home. He's just ready to burn the copies if you would like them. You just need to sign up today, and he'll, what did you say, $6 for all of them? That's three nights.
No, $6 for each service.
Okay, $6. You get, because most of them have about three CDs to them, because the music, and we had special music, and then there's the ministry of the word, and then the words that everybody got, they're all on there. So if you wanted all three services, it would be $18. But if you wanted just one.
Okay. It just died.
One
night. Okay.
Boy. Battery. Microphones are. Well, that's the one Miriam had, and it was dead.
Hello? It's alive now.
Amen. Well, go ahead.
You know, I don't know what I was saying. Anyway.
You're talking about.
All right. So
if you want everything, we'll do it this way. If you want everything in the camp meeting, that would be 3, 6, 9, 12 CDs. Now there might not be but 11. I think one night everything was in two.
Okay. One night it was 4. So that'd be it.
Yeah. So anyway, if you want all of them, the whole thing, we'll let you have the whole thing for $16.
And, you know, a lot of you like to listen to your word. It's also online. You can listen to it on a website. So you can go in there and listen to it if you don't really need a copy of it. So it's there to go back. And some of the things, some of the ministry and the word and everything, there was so much you couldn't grasp it all. You got to go back and listen to it again. And so I just encourage you to do that. Right.
Yeah.
There's four services. That's right. Thank you. There's four services. So that's still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And all that's going to do is just replace the CDs.
Right.
So we can
make
more.
Off
we don't make anything off of them.
Amen. Well, we have a prayer list this morning before we dismiss the children. We're going to take this before the Lord. And this is the ones that are on our list now. Dimple Buck for healing. Robert and Donnie salvation. Barbara Grider for having surgery, to pray to be successful. Louise McClister, Linda Seaton's brother, Richard. What's the update on him?
But he's going home today. Maybe just getting home and getting in a less stressful atmosphere.
That's Richard Crawhorn.
Right.
Some of you may know him. Edwin Jackson, Diane Roundtree and the family lost their first sibling. His brother, I think is what it says. Wanda Cunningham and Dana and Amy Nichols. Now, I don't know them, but I would like to put on the prayer request that family up in Nicholasville. I don't know how many of you heard about that or not. There was a head-on collision on 27 there in Nicholasville Wednesday night. There was a mother and a father and three kids. None of them looked like they were over 10. And a couple looked like they in maybe their late 20s. And it was a head-on collision, and all five of them were instantly killed. A whole family wiped out. Like that. And someone in the other car was killed and several were injured. There was about 9 or 10 people involved in the accident. And I know since I heard about that and seen some follow-up about it, I just can't imagine, the family that's left, what kind of devastation that would be. And I'm sure, if I'm not mistaken, that at least some of their parents, maybe not all four of them, but at least some of their parents were still living. And, of course, I mean, now here they are. I mean, I put in my own perspective, you know, with my daughter and son and the three girls, if somebody came up and said, they're gone, what it would do to me, and you can picture that in your own mind. So let's lift up that family, and let's lift up the family of the Stanzianos, the lawyer in town. I don't know how many of you heard about that. Was shot and killed Thursday morning, Jack. Ricardo. Mike and Judy Humphreys.
Okay.
And I
And we want to put Elizabeth Foy. Y'all remember Ray and Elizabeth from Louisiana? We got an email to pray for her. They have detected breast cancer.
She has her
and she
breast
has
tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay. I wasn't sure. Last I heard, they hadn't set a date, but it's early stage. Praise God. And it's believing that they'll remove the lump that's it. Ashley and Alexis. Lori. Yeah, she's done been praising the Lord this morning. Amen. Yes. Linda. Amen. Wow. I can understand why they're excited. They're moving 80 miles north of meteorological paradise. If you know what I'm saying, to say that San Diego, climate and weather-wise, it's one of the best places in the world to live. Saw another hand. I've got a cousin in San Diego, and he is sold on it.
Well, what I want to say is a couple weeks ago, I got to go see Carmen, which a lot of people don't remember who Carmen is, but he's an awesome singer. It was an awesome time. God healed him of cancer, da-da-da. There's a whole bunch of stuff I could tell you about that. But that's not what I want to tell you. What I want to tell you is I work part-time, been there 5 years, don't get a paid vacation, so I never take one. But when I went to see Carmen in Tennessee with my sister, and then we had other things to do, I just went on and took that week off. I said, well, God's going to take care of it. Well, it ended up, and this never happened to me. I always hear people say it, but it actually did, that, of course, I didn't get a paycheck. But then Cole got a reimbursement that about took of what my check would have been. So I just am excited that you know, God did it for me just like he does it for everybody else. So if he can do it for me, he can do it for everybody else too.
Amen.
That's all God.
Amen.
Amen.
You made a good call, Laverne. Yeah, on canceling the swimming.
A friend of ours we've known for over 25 years, at least he built our home for us, Mark Hatcher. He called us the other day, and he has accepted Christ 6 months ago. He goes to church 3 times a week, and he is on fire for the Lord. He told us that he's singing in church, so we thought he was singing with a choir. He's like, no, I sing solos. And I'm going to have to go there one Sunday evening just to see this, to believe it, because I can't picture Mark Hatcher singing anything but country western music where there's a hoedown or something going on. So we have just been rejoicing. Mark Hatcher is saved. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, it's rejoicing time.
Yes, it is. Hear that?
I am so glad I called off that youth swimming party today. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, okay.
Yes, but yesterday evening, we were going swimming with the kids, and it was storming going to the nieces. And we sat here for about 20 minutes, and the sun started shining, and they got to swim with the birds.
Good. Good.
Thank God for rain.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now. We thank you, Lord God, that we can look to you. We know that all the promises in your word to us are yes and amen. That everything you said you'd do, you'll do it. You're not a man that you should lie. And we thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness. I pray, Lord God, that all of us will submit ourselves to the presence of your Spirit so that our faithfulness can rise. So that we, Lord God, can walk in faithfulness to you. That we can trust you, depend upon you, and know that you hear our prayers when we pray. And know, Lord God, that because you hear them, you answer them. And we thank you, Lord God, for that. And Lord, as I lay my hand on this prayer list, these names that have been spoken out before you, Lord God, every one of them, from salvation to healing, to guidance, to provision. Thank you, Lord God, for being with each one of them. Thank you, Lord God, we're going to hear testimonies.
Amen.
Involving these people. That your praise is going to echo because of what you do for those situations that we will bring to you in prayer. That whatever things we desire when we pray, believe that we receive them and we shall have them. Lord God, we believe this morning we're not going to receive them. We are receiving
Amen.
Them right now.
Amen.
We are accepting God. Them Amen. On your word as already done and taken care of. Thank you, Lord God, for doing that for us. Thank you for being with us, Lord God, this morning as we send up our praises to you, Lord God. Let them have been from thankful and grateful and loving hearts. And Lord, as we begin now in preparation to look into your word and as the children go to their classes, Lord God, you permeate the place. Your spirit, Lord God, flowing and moving and touching hearts and lives from the littlest ones to the oldest ones of us, Lord God. That we all can come and find our hope and comfort in you. Thank you for the strength, Lord God, that you have given us. Lord, we pray for our country. We thank you, Lord God, that we still live in a country worth saving. We live, Lord God, in a country that still, for the most part, is acknowledging you, Lord God. There are many, many this morning gathered in assemblies like this one that are glorifying you and praising your name. And we thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you for being with the believers around the world, many of them, Lord God, that are in jeopardy of their lives, that are being put in prison or being fined or being threatened. And Lord God, we thank you for your deliverance, and we pray that their faith won't fail them. We thank you, Lord God, that you are sufficient for our needs. And I speak that abundant and blessing over each one here this morning and over those that may listen on the internet. We thank you, Lord God, for for all that you've done, all you're going to do, and how you continue to love us and to take care of us, and you never leave us, and you never forsake us. And that, Lord God, we thank you for. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Classes, children, you may be dismissed. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.